Laurent Gbagbo ruled Ivory Coast for a decade. He continued to cling to power even after he lost a presidential election last fall to Alassane Ouattara. But Gbagbo surrendered to Ouattara's forces yesterday after 4 months of fighting. Today, the European Union's foreign policy chief, Catherine Ashton, called Gbagbo's arrest a move forward for the country.
I want to see the people in Cote d'Ivoire be able to have peace, a future, their economy restored, and for the elected president to take his full and proper place in that country.
But there are reports that some of Gbagbo's soldiers and militia have refused to surrender. William Ahuma is a 28-year-old web designer in Ivory Coast's main city, Abidjan. Ahuma supported Gbagbo and is worried about what's going to happen next.
Honestly, given the humiliation of Gbagbo yesterday, I'm not sure if the situation will be over anytime soon.
Since you mentioned it, Laurent Gbagbo was paraded on television in his undershirt. It had to be a humiliating moment for a former head of state, for anybody. What was your reaction when you saw that?
The first thing I thought about was, this is not over, because that humiliation of Gbagbo being dragged like that, that's not the best choice, given the fact that there must be a new day for Ivory Coast, for Cote d'Ivoire. I think that was a mistake from the Ouattara camp.
So symbolically, not a good way to start for Alassane Ouattara to do that.
Exactly.
Tell me why you supported Laurent Gbagbo. I mean, he's now being considered for investigation by the International Criminal Court for war crimes related to post-election violence. Why did you support him?
I support Gbagbo because I'm from a generation who didn't really know Houphouët-Boigny.
Félix Houphouët-Boigny was the first president of Ivory Coast.
Yeah, the first president of Ivory Coast. He kept a really tight relationship with the French. Even right now, our communication are French-owned, our banking system are French-owned. Laurent Gbagbo, when he came to power, he said, okay, right now, we need to gain our real independence. That means economic independence. We need to deal with those colonial power from equal to equal. And I found that speech very, very relevant to my generation. This is the man who never financed a rebellion. He spent 30 years in the opposition without even taking a gun.
Although it has to be said that there were lots of people around him with guns, and Mr. Gbagbo didn't seem to stop them when they went on the rampage.
That's what every supporter of Gbagbo say. Okay, Gbagbo is a good man, but the people around was not very, very good.
Your country, Ivory Coast, famously was considered the thriving, stable place in West Africa, reaching its peak in the 1980s. If you were to advise Alassane Ouattara today on how to return to those days of prosperity, what would you tell him?
I would tell him, first, that country has a new generation. That country is 50% young people. 50% of the population is 18 and under. Do you imagine Alassane Ouattara has to have a new speech to talk to those young people and tell them, okay, now we have to take our own destiny in hands? I don't think people have a real problem with Alassane Ouattara. The problem is that he relies too much on foreign power. That's the problem. It's like the UN is with him, the media is with him, everybody is with him outside of the country. And that's kind of disturbing for young people here. Gbagbo, there was a lot of dirt on him in the media, in the French media, in the national media. Everybody outside of the country tend to not love Gbagbo, but he was loved in the country. I suggest Alassane Ouattara talk to the people of the country first and then seduce all the people, fundraiser and IMF, etc. But the first priority should be the people of Cote d'Ivoire.
We've been speaking with William Ahuma, a web designer in Abidjan, Ivory Coast main city, about the arrest of Laurent Gbagbo and the future of his country. William, very good to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.